Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, is responding today to questions about that bombshell story that broke last night, that President Trump shared highly classified information with Russia's foreign minister and ambassador last week. Here's McMaster speaking today.
I stand by my statement that I made yesterday. And what I'm saying is really the premise of that article is false, that in any way the president had a conversation that was inappropriate or that resulted in any kind of lapse in national security. And so I think the real issue, and I think what I'd like to see really debated more, is that our national security has been put at risk by those violating confidentiality and those releasing information to the press that could be used, connected with other information available to make American citizens and others more vulnerable.
Last night, after the story broke, McMaster downplayed the substance of what President Trump revealed.
At no time, were intelligence sources or methods discussed. And the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known.
Well, today, President Trump defended his right to share the information. In a pair of tweets, he said he has an absolute right as president to do so. Joining us now is retired Admiral James Stavridis, now dean of the Fletcher School at Tufts University. And Admiral Stavridis, what's your reaction to this story, to McMaster's statement, and President Trump's tweets today?
I've got to think that Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, who I must stipulate is a close friend of mine, must watch that tweet with a sinking heart. It makes him look as though he came out in front of those cameras and tried to set up a situation in which the president did not leak any classified information. But then you have a president the next morning almost gleefully indicating that he had, in fact, given classified information to the Russians. Got to be a terrible feeling for National Security Advisor Lieutenant General McMaster this morning.
Well, one of the questions that's being asked today is why, if McMaster was in the room when President Trump did this, didn't he stop him?
Well, I have been in those meetings in the Oval Office, and here's a news flash. Occasionally, a president will launch off down a path that perhaps you don't think is the ideal way for the president to be articulating something. I have never been in a situation where one of my seniors began to reveal classified information. I don't know how I would react, but the idea that General McMaster would leap up and effectively clamp his hand around the president's mouth is, I think, far-fetched. So what I suspect happened is immediately afterward, the National Security Council staff went into damage control mode, looped back to all the intelligence agencies to inform them that the president had revealed this, and that's what has led us to the story in the Washington Post.
And as we know, there's nothing illegal about this because the president does have the right to do this. But what are the consequences, do you think?
I think there are three, and they're all bad. One is the tactical danger that we put the source of that intelligence in. Intelligence is like a mosaic, Jeremy, and your opponents have kind of little chips here and there, but they may not have the full picture. Whatever was revealed possibly fills in the picture and puts somebody at risk. Secondly, and worse, our allies will hesitate to share intelligence with us. Picture how we would feel if Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany had revealed sensitive U.S. intelligence to the Russians in a meeting. We'd be shocked. We would immediately cut off intelligence sharing. And thirdly, and finally, who are the winners here? The winners are the Russians. Not only do they get the intelligence, but they continue to sow confusion and blow up Washington so we can't deal with the urgent and pressing needs of the day.
You mentioned allies sharing information with us. What about the U.S. intelligence community itself? Are they going to be hesitant to share information with the White House?
They will be hesitant, but they are professionals. They know their job. They'll follow the law. They will push through their leadership to avoid something like this happening again. But there will be hesitation. However, they will follow their orders and they will provide intelligence to the president.
One more question. President Trump leaves this week on his first foreign trip. He's going to be in Saudi Arabia. He'll go to the Vatican to meet with Pope Francis. In Brussels, he'll be meeting with NATO leaders before moving on to the G7 economic meeting in Sicily. What do you think he needs to accomplish on this trip?
First and foremost, he needs to demonstrate that he is a sober, serious leader who is not prone to slips of ego like we saw here in the White House with the Russians. Secondly, he needs to lay out a coherent vision of where he sees the U.S. allied relationships. The Saudis, the Israelis, our NATO allies, above all, they want to hear that we are going to do things in the world with our coalition partners. They're afraid of this idea of America first overtaking the idea of working with coalition and allies. And thirdly, he needs to make personal connections. That's something I think he's good at, actually. And I think that'll be a significant part of it, is his interpersonal relations with the leaders. Those are the three things he'll focus on.
That's retired Admiral James Stavridis, now Dean of the Fletcher School at Tufts University. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.